among all of your works about all kinds of subjects, your book on the songs, is it... I'm wondering if it may not be the most widely disseminated, the work that most identifies you in the minds of so many with a particular subject. Is it one of your significant products?
I would like to think that the main works are the books on the songs. First of all, Wolf's Songs, which was the first love. The first love, I think, of any songwriter who is, of any critic who is also a musician and a poetry lover, the first love is bound to be Schubert, because that's where song, as I understand it, really begins and ends. And it happens to be, not by coincidence, a 19th century art form. The birth of Schubert to the death of Wolf is the 19th century minus or plus 3 years. And this is not coincidence. It is a romantic and individualized art form. But what you're attending to is the marriage and the significant marriage of music and words, so that at every turn one is confronted by problems, which one tries to resolve. Problems of dating. And another thing I've done is to try to establish the work list for Schubert and Wolf and Schumann in Grove's Dictionary. But one has to begin with Wolf because he's much more manageable than Schubert. Schubert wrote well over 600 songs, and one feels that one will never know them all. It's taken me about as long to compile a card index of them as it did him to write them. So Hugo Wolf is the manageable songwriter, so one has to begin with him, and then Schumann. So those are the two things that I really set out to do, to try to write books which would serve the purpose of informing people, telling them something about what the German means and so on, and what the songs are about, and hopefully making a few converts. And I've tried to do that with Schumann and Wolf. And if I'm spared, I should do the same with Brahms.